Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Is it working, Kev?
Did you not miss her?
1980s iconic images, Mrs. Thatcher in a hard hat. Film 4 and the UK Film Council present...
Get your hands in the air, sir!
Atari Space Invaders, in association with EM Media and Screen Yorkshire. Knight Rider, a Warped Films production. A Shane Meadows film. Grainy Super 8 footage of dishevelled flats shot from a car as it drives through a council estate. This is England. A gang of skinhead teenage boys in school uniform walk up a staircase scrawled with graffiti.
I wouldn't do that.
Thomas Turgoose, Duran Duran and Pan's People on Top of the Pops. Stephen Graham, Joe Hartley. Young couples kiss in a club. Charles and Diana walk up the aisle. Andrew Shim, Vicky McClure. A crowd waves Union Jacks as the Royals stand on the balcony of Buckingham Palace. Joe Bilgan, Rosamund Hanson. The SAS storm the Iranian embassy. Police drag CND protesters from the fences of Greenham Common. A Rubik's Cube. Andrew Ellis, Perry Benson, George Newton. BMX stunts. Mrs. Thatcher at a BBC Acorn playing line graphic war games. Kieran Hardcastle, Chanel Cresswell, Danielle Watson. Aerobics, CDs on a manufacture line. Sophie Ellaby, Hannah Walters, Michael Socha. Running battles in the miners' strike. Police hold back pickets. Miners beat up scabs. Skinheads in bomber jackets and DMs march past the cenotaph with Union Jacks and George Cross flags. National Front graffiti. A man in a turban looks at his smashed window. Riot police behind shields. A Molotov cocktail explodes. Skinheads draped in the Union flag. Gangs of youths brawl. Director of photography, Danny Cohen. Sheep flock across moorland. A Union flag flies from the squaddy's pack as a platoon march across the windswept Falklands. Editor, Chris Wyatt. Line producer, Julia Valentine. Co-producer, Louise Meadows. A howitzer shells a ship. Thatcher aboard HMS Antrim and standing beside Ronald Reagan. Executive producers, Tessa Ross, Peter Carlton, Paul Trichbitz, Kate Ogburn, Will Clark, Hugo Keppel, produced by Mark Herbert. The black and white front page of The Sun, Britain's backing Maggie as invasion looms. Thatcher fires a howitzer wearing ear protectors. A wounded soldier is lowered to the ground by his comrades. Another amputee is stretchered from a helicopter. Soldiers ride a tank. Written and directed by Shane Meadows. A framed photo of a soldier on parade sits on top of an alarm clock radio. The numbers on the front flip over to 7:45. July 1983, last day of term.
By the operation of the socialist state.
A young boy reaches out of bed and turns the radio off. He rubs his eyes and sits up, his pale chest bare, as sunlight streams in through the window. Paint peels off the wall above his pillow. He stretches, pulls back the sheets and gets out of bed in his white socks and Y-fronts. He's about 11 with sandy blonde hair and a tubby build. He sits covering his face with his hands. He looks at the photo, then stands and walks out. Later, he leaves the pebble-dashed end of terraced house and walks off down a path through a housing estate, past two smoking teenage girls sitting on a wall. He passes a group of lads outside and newsagents.
Hey, nice flares, matey.
Piss off.
Inside the shop, the swarthy, bald, bearded shopkeeper eyes him as the boy flicks through a comic.
Ha 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 ha.
You gonna buy that?
Yeah, yeah, one sec, mate.
Come on, bring it over.
Just give me a minute.
The shopkeeper puts down his price gun and strolls over.
I was just...
It's not a library, you know.
I was freaking reading that.
You what?
I said I was freaking reading it.
Just go.
What?
Just go.
What about cola cubes?
You're not going to get any cola cubes now. Just go, all right?
Cola cubes?
Look, I know who you are and I know your mom. Go, now.
Cola cubes?
Are you going to go or not?
No.
Right, OK. I'll call the police.
Well, then.
I mean it. I'm going to call them.
Well, then.
I mean it.
Well, then.
We'll see.
All right, I'm going.
Oh, and you're banned.
Oh, and you're a mom.
The boy walks out.
Yeah. Hey, see you, Janice.
He sticks two fingers up at the other kids without looking back as he walks away. Teenagers in a schoolyard, all wearing casual clothes. A girl is dressed like Boy George. A handsome lad in a scar suit and tie with cropped hair under a trilby leers at a passing teacher. Two younger boys in pork pie hats point at the sandy-haired boy. The older scar lad calls out to him.
Look at that twat, mate.
Hey. Fucking hell, look at him play.
Keith! Keefee!
Oi! Oi!
Talking to me? What?
11 new Keith Chegwin had a son.
Piss off!
What the fuck are they?
These? I'm wearing them for a bet. What's your excuse?
Cheeky bastard. Woodstock's that way, pal.
Fuck off, Lee's gonna look like Count Dracula.
You think you're funny, yeah?
Yeah.
You think you're funny, you little spaz?
Yeah.
Want to hear a fucking joke, yeah?
Yeah, go on, then.
How many people can you fit in a minute?
I don't fucking know how many.
Three in the back, two in the front, and your fucking dad in the ashtray.
You fucker!
The boy snarls and launches at the scar lad, knocking him backwards. They fight. Other kids crowd round as the scar lad pins the boy down before the teacher pulls him off. The teacher clips the scar lad round the ear and marches him away. Another teacher drags the boy by the scruff. The boy winces, hunches over and covers his ears as he sits outside the headmaster's office.
There's a disco today, Harvey. But you won't be going. Now get out! Come in, Field.
The scar lad limps past. The boy gets up and goes inside, shutting the door. Later, the boy ambles along a sunny street past a takeaway. A man in a white coat and a woman in an apron lift shutters. The boy walks through an underpass. Four skinheads sit on the floor, slouched against the walls.
Somewhere, it's got to be smooth.
Yeah.
Make it smooth.
That's nice.
Make it smooth, that were nice. Oh,
brilliant.
Yeah.
Now we've got a rhythm going.
Off. I just want to light me fag. For God's sake.
All right, mate.
Hey, up. What's the matter?
Nothing.
What's with your face ache? You look upset, what's to do?
Nothing, it's all people picking on me, taking the mick out of me.
Oh, mate, you're breaking me heart. Come and sit down for 5 minutes.
Why?
Would look at them
flirting. You know what I mean? That's what I fucking mean, then.
What's your deal? You can see he's upset. Will you behave with a flirt comment? Just come on, 5 minutes. Just come and have a sit down, mate.
But you all just pick on me. Everyone does.
Oh, come and sit down, mate. I feel bloody sorry for you. Just come and sit down 5 minutes. Just give me 5 minutes to make you feel better. Come on, mate, bloody hell. It can't be that bad, eh?
They sit.
So what's this? Who's picking on you, lad?
Some lad at school.
What's his name?
Harvey.
Harvey? So the bloody girl's name is Harvey.
Hello, I'm Harvey. I've come to give you Jip. I've got one of these for you, Sonny Jim. I've got one of those for you. My name is Harvey. You're drawing a fine line. You're drawing a fine line. Hey?
Bloody hell. Where the frig have you been?
Bloody eager. Give me a frig.
Took me an hour to get someone to go in for me.
You had to wait a bloody hour for that pie. Give me that shit. God's sake.
Who the fuck's he?
What is your name?
I'm Sean.
Sean, I'm Woody, mate. Nice to meet you. That there's Milky, my main man. Pukey's a bit of a nutcase, don't wind him up. That's Kez, he's pretty chilled out, he'd be all right. And this fat idiot's Gadget. Yeah, Gadget, yeah.
Anyway, Sean, move your seat.
What?
Move.
Gadget, mate, out of all the places to sit, you want to sit there?
Yeah, I do.
Sean, move.
What are you asking him for?
Move now. You don't have to bloody move.
Fucking does, it's my seat, come on, get out.
Oh, it has
Oi,
to do it,
it's
doesn't
a free country, you sit there if you want to sit there.
Sit where you want.
Have you seen me?
He grabs Sean's flares.
What's he telling
him? Calm down, calm fucking. Will you just calm down?
Let's see. Oh,
you fucking be it. You need to learn when to chill out. I'll tell you what I'm doing.
What's on my seat now? Now fuck out of this tunnel. I'll make my life, I'll live in fucking hell.
Fuck! Swear freaking God, you're a pain in my ass.
Bunch of bastards!
Oh, fuck off!
Sean, you prick! Sean, come back, mate.
Sit down!
Oh, bloody hell! Sean!
You take it too far.
Well, I feel bad. I feel bad now. Fuck's sake.
Well done, well done.
Are you happy with your fucking fat head, you prick? You're a frigging bully, Gadget.
Woody stands over the fat skinhead who kicked Sean. Sean walks along a low wall to his house.
See what you can do with this, everybody.
A woman with curly hair and glasses sits smoking, watching blockbusters.
Hi, love. You alright?
Yeah.
Had a good day at school?
Sean hurls his jacket on the kitchen floor.
Sean? What's wrong, love? Sean, come here.
What?
Come and sit down, I want to have a word with you.
Why?
Please, son, I want to talk to you.
What?
What have you done to your face?
Nothing.
You've got all scratches all over your face. What have you done? Have you been fighting?
No, I did it on the way home from school.
You didn't? You're lying to me. How have you done it?
It was a boy at school. He made a joke about Dad, so I hit him.
Well, what did he say about Dad?
I don't want to say it, Mum. It's disgusting.
Sean, I want to know what he said about your dad.
I've been picked on 3 times today. All because of my trousers.
What's wrong with your trousers?
Look at the fucking size of them.
Stop swearing, will you? There's nothing wrong with them. Your dad bought you them.
They're too big for me.
Well, if you didn't want to wear them, you should have put your school trousers on.
It's non-uniform day, Mum.
What do you want me to do, Sean? I don't know what to do.
We can move away.
We can't move away. We're not moving away from anywhere. We live here and we're staying here.
I don't like it here, Mum. I liked it better when we were Dad.
Well, I liked it better when we was with Dad, but Dad's gone now.
Sean's mum peers round with concern into her son's face as he slouches sulkily with his arms crossed. A light breeze ruffles the down of dandelion seeds. Leaves on a tree beside Sean's house rustle. Sean rides his grifter down the middle of a road with a bucket slung over the handlebars. He washes a car. Sean rounds a corner on his grifter, cycles up the path and jumps off his bike outside a shop. He looks through the window at catapults and air guns. Later, Sean wanders through long grass, idly flicking a catapult. He picks up stones. Sean stands on waste ground, firing stones into upended polystyrene crates. One falls over.
Yes.
He sits in a rotten old boat in a field, eating jelly sweets that look like fried eggs. Sean cycles between columns of a large abandoned warehouse. He wobbles as he walks along a pipe past an open window that looks out over docks. Sean climbs over a seawall and down to a wide expanse of sandy beach exposed by the receded tide. He walks along wooden sea breakers out onto the muddy flats. Sean aimlessly picks his way across the uneven beach, then stoops to pick up a stone and flings it towards the sea.
Dispatchers visiting the Antrim very close to two key events in the war for the ship. Just over there in the Falkland Sound, she was hit aft by a 1,000-pound bomb, which fortunately didn't explode. And there on Fanning Head, heavy bombardment from the Antrim took out a key Argentine position. Like the Army, the Navy is still taking the threat of another Argentine attack very seriously.
Sean sits on his bed reading an annual as he listens to the alarm clock radio. Gadget lumbers down the path to Sean's house in a trench coat and Davy Crockett hat. He struggles under the weight of a huge rucksack and camping gear. He throws a stone at Sean's window. The destroyers armed with sea slug, sea cat. Sean goes to the window and peers out.
What do you want, Gadget? You just nearly put my window through.
What do you want to know? If you're coming hunting.
Hunting? Why?
Because he feels sorry for what happened the other day. And he just wants to know if you're coming out.
If I come, you're just going to kick my head in the middle of a field or something.
What he said if I come within 5 feet of you? He's going to kick shit out of me.
And why on earth are you dressed like that?
We always dress like this.
You look stupid.
I know, but it's just the life that we have. Look, I've got you some stuff. Come on.
It's not a trick, is it, Gadget? Woody really wants me to come.
It's no trick, honest, please.
All right, I'll be down in a minute.
Right, hurry up.
Sean, Woody and his gang stride through an overgrown field. A wooden fence collapses as they try to climb over it. They're dressed as cowboys and pirates.
Hey, I'll catch it.
They take air rifles and knives from a bag.
Where are you going, guys?
They charge into abandoned college dorms. Woody leads the way, rampaging through the kitchen with a mallet. Sean breaks the window. Gadget and Kez kick the front door in. Woody throws the ceramic sink against the wall. Sean breaks the banisters.
What's going on?
Come on!
Again, you fucking dumb bastard!
Go on, what's up?
Sean throws bricks through the bedroom windows. Woody hurls another sink.
Fucking do it! Do it!
Sean!
They shoot each other in the legs with air rifles, then maraud outside into the overgrown, boarded-up college campus. They run into a larger building and up a flight of stairs. Gadget lags behind, wheezing up the stairs. The others rush into a lecture hall and hide between rows of seats. Gadget walks nervously towards the open lecture hall doors.
Fuck you, Scott, come on.
I can't be doing this, lads. I'm not in the mood for this. I know yous are in here, I'm not stupid. Just come out!
They rise up between the seats and shoot him. Gadget applauds lamely with a fixed grin as the gang high-five. He walks up behind Sean and floors him with a punch.
What's the deal with you, eh?
You shot me! I shot you as well! What's up? What you do that for?
Look at yous, have been dreaming all day. I had to carry all the bags. All of yous running off on me, hiding on me.
Listen to me. He's a young lad. He's had a fucking bad week. So we bring him in wheels to show him a bloody good time. And you just bring him backhanded him right ahead. I'm disappointed, mate.
These are all favourites in him. I feel like I've gone down in the ranks since he's come.
Ranks? What ranks?
I'm sorry if I've took your place, mate. I really am. And if you really want me to go and give you a spot back, I'll just go.
Don't, mate.
Don't
please.
No,
I'll
go.
No,
we don't
no, no,
mind
no, 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 no I'm having a shitty time. I've
come on, shake
I've
hands.
Been where you are before.
Come
I'm
on,
going
let's,
through
let's
it again.
This, this nonsense, this. It's we're like, mates here. Shake his hand. Come on. Good lads. That's what I'm all about. Come here. Give us a bloody hell. Everyone. Bloody hell. Come on, all of you. All of you. Bloody hell, me ass. Who's that?
They group hug. Outside, Sean rides on Woody's shoulders as the gang walk home through the long grass.
There lies my baby, she was waiting so long. Oh, she sings.
Sean and his mum peer in through the window of a shoe shop. Sean points at a pair of 12-hole Doc Martin boots.
Wait for me, love.
Oh, she will.
See you, chicken. Yeah.
The big red ones.
Oh, you're not having them, sweetheart. Look at the size of them.
Oh, come on, Mum. You said.
No, John, they look like thug boots. They're awful. I don't like
them. Come on, Mum. You promised me.
Why don't you get some of them that you've got in blue or something?
Because nice. I don't like these. I want them ones, Mum. Come on, you promise.
They'll rub on your shin.
I'll only be about that. You're better in my size. Come on, where is she?
Right.
That's nice,
Tyler.
Spoke too soon.
She's here. Let me show her about there. Been ferreting about for ages.
Are you all right, love?
Yeah, I just think I pulled something in my shoulder. Now then, if I can just have that for a second.
Let me have that just for a second, sweetheart.
Mum, shall I just?
Yeah.
I'll just put that down there. Now listen, Ducky, darling. The ones that you're looking at, these boots, now they're adult sizes and you're a size 4. But these have just come in from London. Are you ready for these? These are fantastic. Mum,
oh, look at them, Sean. They're absolutely lovely.
You haven't told one, they are.
Oh, my God.
They're nice, aren't they?
Are they lovely, them, Sean? They look lovely, them. Try them on.
Just try
them on. Doc Martin sign.
These ones, because they're special and they're from London, they don't have the Doc Martin sign on these. They're too special for that.
It says Tompkins in it.
Because the ones from London say Tompkins. Everywhere else, say Dr. Martin's. These ones
I love them.
Special.
I think they're lovely, actually. Do you still like them?
Yeah, they're going like hotcakes. Do you want to try one on? Shall we try?
I fucking want them.
If you swear, I'm sorry about that.
It's all right,
Sean, don't swear.
I want them on.
Listen, you're going sorry about that.
It's all right, chicken, don't upset your mum, mate. Let's try them on.
Are you ready, Sean?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You don't seem very confident.
Just do it.
Your mum's not going to come round, is she, and whack my door down?
No, just freaking do it.
Right, here we go.
Get that mop off.
It's coming off.
Alright,
Pinkhead.
Yeah, we're getting going now.
Yeah.
Stop fidgeting.
You're
doing a good job, mate.
Oh, mate, it looks better already, that. Done it, Mil.
Definitely, well done, Billy. You're looking good.
Head down. Oh, there's loads of it. Just never ending.
Don't be rough with him, Lol. He's only a baby.
Put your head up.
You've just told me to put it down, Lol.
And what an airline, girls, eh?
Don't forget that,
mate.
I can see it.
Honestly, mate, it's sterling.
Get rid of him.
Really smart, isn't he? Isn't he smart, eh?
Does look good.
Tell you what, mate, I'm well impressed.
There we go, mate. That's how
we go.
Look at that.
Push him down, he looks like a yeti.
Hey,
oh, mate,
tall.
That's so smart. Honestly, mate, you look sterling.
So am I in the gang now?
Well, not yet. Get your shirt on. Let's see your Ben Sherman, then.
I ain't got a Ben Sherman.
You telling me you've not got a shirt?
No, you just told me to get the jeans and the boots.
Are you having a laugh? You can't go out all nipply, can you? You're going to have to come back next week.
Sit down.
I see you, mate.
Honestly, have I really got to go?
Yeah, really, really.
Really.
Go on, mate, you're going to have to get off. Shut the door behind you. There's a good lad.
Oh, hang on. Before you go, I forgot about something.
Oh, I'm fucking lying! And he's right,
come here and give me a big hug. Come here, fella.
I'm really proud of you, mate. You look brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Get that body covered up before girls go mad. Amazing. Bang on. Lol, pick that for you.
Look at that.
It's a good fit, that. It's a good fit.
Turn around, let's have a look at you.
Amazing.
Oh, mate.
Look at that. What a transformation.
He looks so cute.
Oh, brilliant. Really good. Look at that.
Oh,
bloody hell, here he is.
Hey, look at this.
What?
Here he is.
Look at that.
That's
a good body, guys.
Oh, well done, mate.
graffiti tags on walls and street signs. Skins, specials, lol for Woody. Now transformed with a shaved scalp and wearing Ben Sherman shirts, DMs, jeans and braces, Sean hangs out with the lads and girls. The teenage boys and girls kick a football around the estate in a chaotic scrum. The girls wear Fred Perry mod tops, short skirts and cropped hair. Sean leans against a wall beside the tallest blonde girl with punky culture club makeup. She smiles at him as she smokes. Woody pats Sean's head as he tags along beside him. The gang of a dozen boys and girls follow past a corrugated iron fence with red paint peeling off it. Sean, Woody and the gang fling stones into a canal below a heavily graffitied bridge. They leap into a public swimming pool and cavort around, jumping in and out. The blonde girl in the flowery swimming cap floats close to Sean as he lies on the lilo. She holds his hand. Later, the gang lounge around on a concrete slope in the housing estate. Sean and the blonde girl chat apart from the others. The boys jump and splash in puddles on a potholed pathway. The girls stride along side by side, pouting with attitude. Woody and Sean head the gang as they swagger through an industrial estate past corrugated iron fences. Gadget follows behind alone at the back. Night. Milky drives a Rover 2000 into a parking area near Sean's house on the estate. Sean's in the passenger seat. He turns to Woody between Gadget and Lol in the back.
Hey, up, hey?
Home sweet home.
It's all right round here, Sean.
It's a nice area, mate.
Cheers for today. It's been the best day of my life.
Oh, fella, man, you are more than welcome, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart, anytime.
Yeah,
tell
definitely,
him.
Anytime, mate. Come here, you.
Day on, right, night. Let's do it again.
Sean claps hands and knocks fists with Milky. Hey.
Been a lot, eh?
Been bloody hell.
Cheers for the haircut, Lot.
No worries, you make sure you come to me when he's redoing.
Cheers for the shitty tea, Gadget.
I'll get you.
Sean comes in the front door.
Sean?
Yeah?
Come here, please.
I just want to go straight to bed, Mum.
Come here, please. You're 2 hours late.
Please, Mum.
Sean, just come here!
Sean's mum puts her hand over her mouth as Sean shuffles sheepishly into the kitchen with his shaved head, braces and high-top DMs.
Oh, my God.
Next day, Sean follows his mum into a cafe.
Mum, please! Please, Mum!
Sean, come on.
Oh, Mum.
I'm not messing around. Now, in.
Woody and the gang sit inside.
Who's Lol?
Woody points at Lol next to him.
What have you done to his hair?
I did ask him before I did it if he was alright with it.
Don't you think you should have asked me first?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Sean, did I not ask you if it was alright?
Yeah, I know, but if he said jump off a cliff, would you do that?
No.
To be honest, you all look a bit old to be hanging around with him.
I'm only in the year above in school.
Are you joking?
No. I've got problems.
Yeah, well, you will have problems if he touches air again.
Oh. I'm really
Who's
sorry.
Woody?
They point at Milky.
You behave. I'm Woody. I'm sorry, love.
No, it's fine. It's, I just wanted to thank you because he said he's been being bullied at school and you'd helped him out.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. And the clothes and stuff, I think he likes them, you know, I don't mind that at all. But the hair is not good.
I'm really sorry. I am. I wouldn't have done it if I knew you didn't like it.
Listen, I'm going to leave him here with you. I'm going to trust you, Sean. All right?
Just a kiss.
See you later.
See you later.
Nice to meet you.
Sorry, what's your name, love?
Cynthia.
Nice to meet you, Cynthia.
Nice to meet you all.
Sorry, love.
See you in a bit, Sean.
See you, love.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye, Mum.
Honestly, you shit yourself.
You did.
The gang are in the lounge of a council house.
Hey, Big Daddy. Where you been?
Getting a drink.
You've been long now.
Look how pissed he is. Is it baby, Sean? Have you had it from a straw or something?
Pissed as a fart. Look at him.
You fancy smell, don't you?
Do you like smell?
Listen, I think you've got a great chance.
Oh, I love.
You haven't got nothing to lose.
Go on. You can only say no, mate. You want to give it a crack?
This can be a beautiful thing. Oh, my God. Oh,
boob like that. That might be the perfect height. Perfect.
Would you like to take a turn up the garden with me?
Oh, that's sweet, isn't it? You're a little sweetheart, aren't you? You. It's making me emotional.
Ladies first. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, mate.
Sean and Smell, the tallest blonde girl, walk out the back door.
Look at the sky.
This is perfect, this is.
Look at the moonlight. It's beautiful. Like you.
That is so cute. You're a real charmer, you are.
Careful.
They walk down steps. In the lounge.
Maybe just a bit of fire that you never actually get. Fuck's up. That sounds like the coppers, that does.
Gadge! Gary!
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 Gadge!
It's Mum and Dad!
Get the fuck up, Gadge. Hey. Listen to me, I want you to be sober, yeah? Oh, nice, good. Sober.
I am sober.
Of course you are. Shit. Fucking hide out weed in that milk.
Gadget wobbles to the front door drunkenly.
Hello?
Fuck it out!
A meathead with a machete shoves Gadget into the lounge. They cower as he swings his blade.
Outside, now!
Come on, man, if you want to...
Get
on! We'll turn the music down, we'll turn it down,
mate. It's too fucking late for that! These three! Now get fucking up! Come on!
Man, I'm coming just...
Not you. You. Get outside!
Would it?
Now! Come on!
Kez, get up.
Yeah!
A second bald man charges in and lifts Woody over his shoulder.
Look at him!
Woody kisses the guy on the mouth.
Fucking hell!
Miss you, man. Fuck off, man! You fucking give me a heart attack, you bastard! Who the fuck's he?
Banjo.
Clean half years with this fucking big bastard, wasn't it? Yeah, you love
fucking
him.
Fucking lovely, everybody.
Tell you what. There's fuck all that this man hasn't seen.
Banjo, thanks for looking after him, mate. Right. The fucking size of him.
Oh, he's ready to have a go.
How are you?
Milk, fucking hell.
Don't shit me up there for a minute, I'll tell you.
Listen to me now. This dude here spent 3 years in the pen for me, never said nothing. If it weren't for him, I wouldn't be with you guys now. So the utmost respect, and I mean it. Look at this, eh?
Look at you. Fucking hell. You've blossomed, haven't you, look?
How you doing?
Not too bad, are you?
All right, easy. That's my other half, that. It's my other half, like.
Nice one, man. Nice one.
This.
Happy for you.
You're all right.
In the shed.
Yeah. You look a bit nervous, you. I'm not going to do anything you don't want me to. Have you ever done this before?
Only once. In Germany.
In Germany? Why'd you go to Germany?
I was in Germany with my dad.
What did you do in Germany with this girl?
Just kissed her.
Did you? Was she pretty? Prettier than me?
No way.
Really? Oh, that's really cute of you. Do you want a kiss? I'm gonna leave it today.
Smell bends down, cradling the back of Sean's head as they kiss deeply with tongues.
You might look about 4, but you kiss like a 40-year-old. You're dead sensitive. You're all right.
He nods.
You sure? Do you want me to kiss you again?
He nods. She smiles as she goes back in, her heavy makeup smeared.
I'm trying to suck my tits.
Go on. Yeah, suck a little bit of time, but we did end up running things, didn't we?
We certainly did.
It was just, I mean, for 3 weeks, right? This fucking wog, right? Proper horrible.
He locks glares with Milky.
Sorry, mate. Sorry. Didn't mean not to buy that, you know what I mean? Just slip of the tongue, like. Sorry, this, you know, this brown gentleman. He was a bully, though. He was a horrible bully, do you know what I mean? No matter what colour he was a bully. And I hate bullies, don't I, Wood?
No,
Can't stand them, man. Can't stand them. But for 3 weeks, right, this fella was robbing my pudding.
What kind of pudding was it?
Doesn't matter what pudding it was. That's not the point. The pudding's not the point. The point is, he was taking my pudding off me. And I've just thought, nah, I'm not having it. I don't care. You're not getting my pudding, that's it. So I've grabbed it and I've gone, no, mate. No, you're not having it. He was like,
why? Give me your pud.
Proper, do you know what I mean? And I've just thought, nah, man.
Smell and Sean return.
I'm like, nah, man.
Hey,
all. Look at Bosch on him.
Hey,
Smell.
Hey,
who's been bloody smooching?
Hey, Matt.
Come here, Sean.
Come on, man. I've got someone I want you to meet. Come stand here. Now, listen to me. This is a very special friend of mine. Combo. Sean, newest recruit. Sean, Combo.
What are you doing?
Just want to shake your hand.
Is he?
Sean, makeup smeared on his lips, glances at Woody.
You're a proper little skinhead then, yeah?
Yeah.
Look like a little action man or something. Like a little Barbie doll you've dressed up and all that, look. What?
Sean stares at Combo's tight smile.
I'm only messing with you, you little fucker. I'm only messing with you.
He's all right.
Yeah, right.
They shake.
Nice one, lad. Sit down anyway, I'm telling a story.
We'll sit next to Milky. There's a good one.
Combo eyes Sean as he walks away.
Anyway, where was it? What was it? Where was it?
You were on about that brown gentleman stealing your pud.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. So I've said, no, you're not having it. And this one day, right, been grafting all morning, just shoveling shit constantly all morning, non-stop. Really?
Yeah.
And I'm fucking starving. Not like that proper hunger. And I'm thinking, right, just eat me pudding, I'm just going to eat me pudding, just going to eat me pudding. And I'm there and I've just finished the last fucking mouthful and then all of a sudden, this big, black, sweaty hand's just gone wallop right in me pudding. Do you know what I mean? Proper big cigar fingers and all that all over me fucking crumble and custard, man. I've just thought, nah, I'm not having it. I don't care. You're not getting my pudding, that's it. And he took his hand out. I just looked him right in the face. And just...
Woody looks across at Lol uneasily as Combo makes leering mimes to illustrate his narration. She looks at Woody gravely and whispers his name. He avoids her gaze. Milky looks at Combo incredulously as Kez listens with raised eyebrows on the sofa beside him. Pukey and Gadget rock with laughter. Next day, the leaves have turned red on a tree on the estate. Sean sits with Woody and the gang in the cafe.
So, last night was good fun, wasn't it?
Don't start.
I'm just saying, really good night.
Look, I know what sort of a bloody night it was. It were awkward.
It was a little on the tense side.
I know, mate, I'm sorry. I knew he'd do it. I knew he'd have come in, throwing his bloody waiter in. That's be number one. He were like that before he went in. Now it's frigging changed at all.
Hang on, wait, he hardly did anything wrong anyway.
Yeah, I thought he was alright.
Tell you what, I've got an idea. How about you climb out his arse for 5 minutes, Puke, eh?
Trust you to fucking jump on his dick.
No, I'm not, I'm just saying, he was just telling a story. You asked for a story, he told it you.
I'll tell you a bloody story in a minute if you don't shut your mouth.
The door bursts open and Combo and Banjo swagger in.
All right, boys.
You all right, Combo?
All right, guys.
Hey,
Pukes.
Hey, what's up?
We'll just have a little word with you, lad.
I've got a brew coming.
I'm going to be 2 minutes, come on.
Bastard.
Woody, don't belong, because I want to get off.
All right.
Be 2 minutes, lol.
Combo eyes, lol, then Sean.
All right, lad.
He slaps Sean's head.
Is it all right?
What was that for? That is.
Woody, hurry up.
I will, love, yeah.
They watch Woody with Combo through the net curtains.
Hey, Milky, I'd watch it, you know, I think someone's going to kick off.
Don't worry, I'm more than ready.
You're making a big dead out of nothing anyway.
I know, he's all right.
He's all
right.
Cow.
Kelly, you don't even freaking know him.
Woody walks back through the door, downcast.
What's up, Wood?
All right,
Wood. All right,
Lon. Come on, then, what's happened?
We've to Bob Brown tomorrow morning.
Woody looks at Milky. Next day, Milky's brown rover rounds a bend on the estate and pulls up on the curb. Bald, burly Banjo watches from a balcony of a flat as Woody, Milky, Sean, Lol, Kez and Pukey get out and stroll down the path.
I tell you, I should be here, you know. This don't feel good at all.
You eating your golf milk, the size of that brew?
Who drinks a brew that big?
Woody waves at Banjo. Inside, Combo smirks.
But he's all thought of as a right fucking horrible little bastard the other day, didn't he?
A little bit.
A bit. Tell the truth, Wood, man. I was fucking horrible, wasn't I?
You're a bit of a bastard, man.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you were a snake.
Woody's smile sticks.
You were a fucking serpent from the Bible, weren't you? Do you want to know why, Wood?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want me to tell you why? Yeah? Because see that man there? Milky. That man there took abuse off me. And I said some horrible things, Milk, and I'm fucking sorry. You let me abuse him. And what did you do? What did you do, Wood?
I didn't do anything.
Sorry, mate, can't hear you.
I didn't do nothing.
Exactly, didn't do nothing, didn't do fuck all. Neither did any of yous. Not one of yous fucking stood up and made yourselves count for that man there. And that was fucking wrong. Milk, honest to God, I'm really glad you came here today. And I mean that, mate, I really mean that. Because I've got one question to ask you. Just one question, and, you know, when you've heard it, if you want to leave, you can leave. By all means, that's fine by me, but I've got one question to ask you, and that's, do you consider yourself English or Jamaican?
Combo stares at Milky, who looks back at the skinhead from below the brim of his pork pie hat. Sean, sitting next to Milky, looks between them. The others around the room shift uneasily as they watch.
English.
Combo smirks as he and Banjo applaud. He walks over and shakes Milky's hand.
Lovely. Love you for that. That's fucking great. A proud man. Learn from him. That's a proud man there. That's what we need, man. That's what this nation has been built on. Proud men. Proud fucking warriors. 2,000 years, this little tiny fucking island has been raped and pillaged by people who have come here and wanted a piece of it. Two fucking world wars. Men have laid down their lives for this. For this and for what? So we can stick our fucking flag in the ground and say, yeah, this is England, and this is England, and this is England.
He points at his heart and his head.
And for what? For what now? Hey, what for? So we can just open the fucking floodgates and let them all come in and say, yeah, come on, come in. Get off your ship. Did you have a safe journey yet? Was it hard, was it? Yeah, here's a corner. Why don't you build a shop? Better still, why don't you build a shop and then build a church? Follow your own fucking religions. Do what you want. When there's single fucking parents out there who can't get a fucking flat and they're being given to these... And I'm going to say it, people. I'm going to say it because you're going to have to fucking hear it. We're giving the flats to these fucking packies, right? Who've got 50 and 60 in a fucking flat on their own. Right? We're giving that to them. There's 3.5 million unemployed out there. 3.5 million of us who can't find fucking work because they're taking them all because it's fucking cheap labour. Cheap and easy labour. Fucking cheap and easy, which makes us cheap and easy. 3.5 fucking million. It's not a joke. It's not a fucking joke. And that Thatcher sits there in a fucking ivory tower and sends us on a fucking phony war. The Falklands... Fucking Falklands? What the fuck's the Falklands? Fucking innocent men, good fucking strong men, good soldiers, real people, losing their lives, going over there thinking they're fighting for a fucking cause. And what are they fighting for? What are they fighting against? Fucking shepherds. Shepherds with fucking rocks and little
Falklands.
Rifles. Why?
Because I want you to.
There's fucking loads of dickheads dying out there for nothing.
My fucking dad wants a dickhead!
What are you fucking doing, you
little... Fuck off!
Hey, you're doing wrong!
Shut up!
Oh, here, little one. What's wrong, mate? Tell me the truth. No, come on, tell me the truth.
I'm just fucking...
That's it, go on, what's
this? My fucking dad died in that war.
Your dad died?
Yeah, get off!
Fucking hell, mate, I'm sorry.
Fucking shut up about it.
I'm sorry, mate. Fucking hell, I'm sorry, lad. I'm sorry, I never knew he died, man. Fucking hell. No, not, mate. If I'd have known, honest, I wouldn't have said, man. But what I'm telling you is the truth. I can't lie to you. It's a pathetic war, man. And you want your dad's life to mean something, don't you? And this breaks my fucking heart to say it.
We shouldn't have been there. She lied to us. She lied to me. She lied to you. But most importantly, she lied to your dad. And if you don't stand up and fight this fucking fight that's going on the streets, man, your dad died for nothing. He died for nothing. You've got to carry it on, man, ain't ya? Your little fucking heart, you've got the pride of your dad, man.
Combo kneels by Sean. He looks around at the others.
Fucking hell. That little fucking whippersnapper has set the standard. Can you believe that, Badge?
You can at that age.
Fucking hell. What a gem. What a fucking gem. Right, look.
He spits on the floor and draws a line with his boot.
There's the line, boys. Now, you're all quite welcome to just leave. And leave now and never come back, and that's it, the end of it. But if you want to stay, this is a proper fight. Now, you're all either cross that line and go your merry little way, or you stay where you are and you come with me. Choice is yours, boys.
Woody stands.
Fuck, it was a bit quick, wasn't
it? I ain't been fucking brainwashed, Combo.
I listened to fucking Sigmund Void there.
You're well out of line. Well out of line, man. Come on, lads, savvy. Come on, then.
Come on, Pete, mate.
Huh?
Sit down.
You are?
Can't just sit down.
No, you can't be being serious, mate. What, you... Come on, we'll talk about this outside.
Shh, Kez, just sit down.
Puke, man, you're fucking cunt. What are you on about?
Look, it's fucking right.
What can I do, man? You come in.
No.
Kez, come on, Tubbs, man.
Fuck off calling me Tubbs.
I'm sick of you, Woody. This is why I'm staying. Because you're always taking a piss, making me feel that fucking big. He's put things into perspective. Look at the other night. You didn't step up once then.
Gadget shakes his head and looks away. Woody looks down at him, crestfallen.
Join me.
Combo pulls his jeans up and scratches his balls. Woody kneels in front of Milky.
Milky, man, I know I let you down the other night, man, but I swear to God, I'll never fucking do it again. Look at me. I'd never do it again. I swear to God, I wouldn't, man.
Sean looks at them.
Hit me, bro, man. What the fuck?
Milky avoids Woody's searching gaze and glances up at Combo from behind the hand raised to his brow. Combo leers down at him, teeth bared. Milky looks back at Woody and stands.
Call me.
Kez and Woody pat Milky.
Sean? Come on, man, we're off.
Come on, Sean.
No.
Sean, man, you can't fucking stay here.
Sean? He's just a kid. The things you've said have made him want to stay.
Woody, I want to make my dad proud.
It's in the way that
right, we'll see you later, mate.
Oh, really
see you later, lot of love.
He's Torb, I can't leave him here.
No, he's not.
Go.
He can do if he wants to stay.
You fucking look after him, do you hear me?
He'll look after himself. He's proved that. Love, see you later.
Come on, love. Come on, now.
Lol turns away and leaves with Woody. Milky bends down and takes Sean's hand. They hug. Milky pats Sean's head.
Sean, I...
Combo offers Milky his hand as he follows the others.
Don't forget you got a snake in the grass with you there, lad. You're a good man. Brave good man, man. Really good man. Couple of teas for the boys there, Bunch. A few pot noodles or something. Fucking gagging for the shit, me, I'm telling you.
A silver Datsun pulls up in the car park next to Sean's house. He sits in the passenger seat, staring ahead absently.
Don't worry about it. I'll have a word with Woody. I'll show it, I promise you.
Just feel really bad. It's a little gutted, Combo.
I feel bad as well, but... Oh, fucking hell, let's face it. Woody's not like me and you. No, he's fucking certainly not like you. No one's ever fucking took a swing at me like that.
Really?
Honest. Honest. It's like looking in the mirror. 20 years ago when I was fucking 12, taking swings at big men.
No, I just don't like people speaking about my dad, even in a nice way. I don't even like people speaking about the war.
Combo shakes his head.
Loved him, didn't you?
Sean nods.
Yeah.
Sean bites his lip. Combo watches him.
And then you lost them.
Sean nods slightly.
I know what it's like. It's how people walk out on you. It's how people just fucking leave you. It's honest, lad. I know how you feel. You ever want anyone to talk to? Someone to cry with? Or just to fucking have a hug? Or punch the fuck out of them telling you I'll be there for you? I won't turn me back on you. Promise you that.
Sean looks at Combo. Combo spits in his hand.
Spit? It's a man's handshake there. I promise you. I'll lay you down.
A moorland road on a dark morning. Combo's Datsun cruises up to a junction with its lights on and away down another desolate road. The car drives on down the middle of a one-lane road. A red L learner plate is strapped to the grille on the front. It's lighter now and the headlights are off. Combo's at the wheel as they cruise through the rolling Yorkshire countryside. Golden fields and leafy green trees cover the hills around them. They turn off the road into the wide driveway of the Jolly Sailor pub. A long-haired Alsatian snarls on the roof above the entrance, where three brawny, shaven-headed men with beards loiter. Combo and Banjo get out at the front. Sean, Gadget, Pukey and a middle-aged man who's been tagging along emerge from the back.
Excuse me, mate, is there a toilet here?
Anywhere.
Oh, the arse is killing.
Hello, boss. Round the back. Go. Yeah,
round the back.
Cheers, boss. Yeah,
men loiter around cars parked at the rear of the pub. Combo talks to the boys.
Hey, look, Youthfully, I want you on your best behaviour right now, right? Fucking best behaviour.
A silver Jaguar XJS cruises in with a fat man in glasses at the wheel.
Nice car. I really have it. Hold it back, man. Just wait there now. Shh. Behave yourself. Wait there.
You're right. How are you, Arthur?
Good to see you.
All right, let me wait. All right, pleasure.
This is it. Gentlemen, there is a forgotten word. No. An almost forbidden word. A word that means more to me than any other. That word is England.
Yes! The Jag driver addresses the men in a back room of the pub with a George Cross draped behind him.
Once, we flaunted it in the face of the world, like a banner. It was a word that stood for power. A word that stood for freedom. A word that stood for respect. But today, we're scarcely even allowed to speak the name of our country.
God, you honestly gonna
well, I want to revive that word. A grand old word. The word Englishman.
Yes. Yes. Yes!
National Front posters and slogans adorn the walls.
Now, we've been marginalised. We've been called cranks. We're not cranks. Some people say we're racist. We're not racist. We're realists. Some people call us Nazis. We're not Nazis. And what we are nationalists. And there's a reason people try to pigeonhole us like this. And that is because of one word, gentlemen. Fear.
Yeah.
They fear us. They fear us because we are the true voice of the people of this country.
Yes, Lenny.
People who work hard, pay their way, don't matter what their ethnic background is, are welcome with open arms in this country. It's the people who think we owe them a living.
Yes.
These are the people that need to go back.
Send them back.
An English king on the battlefield once said, from this day to the end of the world, only we in it shall be remembered. We few, we happy few, we band of brothers. Gentlemen, it is the time to stand up and be counted.
Yes!
It is the time for action.
Yes.
Our country has been stolen from under our noses.
Yes. Yes! Yes!
Well, gentlemen, it's time to take it back.
Yes! Yes! Yes. Go on, Lenny! Go on, Lenny!
Are you ready to return to the fight?
Yes!
Are you ready to shed blood?
Yes!
Are you ready to fight for this country with your last breath of life?
Yes!
Lenny! Join our band of brothers. Sign up today. Thank you very much.
Yes!
Pukey and Sean look on somberly as Gadget chants. Combo makes his way to the speaker.
Hey, Gadget. What? Do you not feel bad about Woody?
What do you mean you don't feel bad about him?
Look. Look at all these people in here. This is right. If it wasn't right, all these wouldn't be here. Think about Woody.
I'm not saying that, Gadget. I'm saying, do you not feel bad about just leaving him like that? He's been our mate.
We've not left him. I'm still his friend.
Sean's in the passenger seat.
Comp, you know you're supposed to have a qualified driver in the front.
Are you going to fucking report me?
Well, it's illegal. We're really squashed in the back here. Can one of us come up the front?
Sean looks at Combo and turns in his seat to face the four in the back.
Should we show him?
Sean is handed a bundle.
Don't look, Comp.
What is it, lad?
Sean unfurls a cross of St. George flag.
Fucker! That's me fucking boy, look at that! That's why he's in the fucking front, Maggie, you fucking gobshite.
Do you like it?
That's fucking brilliant, that. Fucking brilliant.
Do you reckon Lenny will mind that we nicked it?
No, really, fuck. That's going right in the middle of the fucking wall up back in the flat. Build all our stuff round that. That's going to be our fucking centrepiece. That's the focus.
Glad you like it.
Nice one, son. What's it called, that flag?
St. George's Cross, and it come up.
Yeah. St. fucking George's Cross. All right there, Pukes, lad.
Combo angles the mirror.
Yeah, I am thinking, mate.
Shouldn't be quiet, lad.
Yeah.
You got a problem then, or what?
No, I've just got things on my mind, Combo.
Like what?
Well, like... Well, can I ask you something, and, like... Do you really believe in all that shit, Combo?
Combo shakes his head, stops, and leaps out.
Oi.
Fucking hell, Comp!
Oi, Gadget, come with me, man. He's getting me off.
Fuck you! Get the fuck out! Get fucking up now! Get fucking up! Get fucking up, you fucking car! Get out, you little fucking shitbag! You, don't you fucking ever, fucking ever undermine me again in front of my fucking troops. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? Eh? Yeah? Now fuck off back to Woody, you little fucking queer. Go on, fuck off! Fuck off! You little queer,
Oi, Sean, man,
fucking leave me alone, fuck off!
Oi, come on!
You know what,
Captain? Fuck off, leave me alone, fuck!
What the fuck?
Having pulled Pukey from the back, punched him in the gut and nutted him, Combo drives away down the road, leaving Pukey alone. Pukey crouches down on the grassy verge, spits and puts his hands on his head. Back in town, Combo swaggers through a yard flanked by Sean and Gadget on one side and Banjo and Meggie, the middle-aged man with the paunch and flat cap, on the other. A George Cross flag flutters as Combo puts his arm around Sean's shoulder. They stroll down an underpass with spray cans.
Right, this is where all the fucking packing's going to work in a chicken factory. Fucking do it, boys. Just fucking do it. Anything, put anything you want.
Sean sprays his name on the wall as Combo sprays packy bastards. Two women hurry past, one of them black. They hurl their cans after them.
Oh, fucking come back! Fucking little whore!
Sean and Combo in the flat.
Go on, on your own.
Yeah, fuck off, you packing bastard! Fuck off!
Go on, son!
Three Asian kids play football.
Look at these little fucking sewer rats, look.
Fucking
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Oi!
They corner the boys in Muslim caps. Meggie takes the ball from one as Combo holds a knife to the boy's cheek.
Now that's our ball now, right? And we're playing here. So I suggest you take fucking Tweedledum and Tweedledee and fuck off home. If I see you on my streets again, I'll slash you.
Sean grins.
And it'll be 100 times fucking worse. All right. Yeah. Now run home, because Mummy's cooking curry. Go on.
Meggie?
Meggie kicks the ball at the painted goal.
Get in goal, guys.
Sean walks through the underpass at night, eyeing the graffiti, symbols and slogans now covering the walls. Meggie, Combo, Banjo and Gadget loiter behind a low modular concrete prefab building on the estate. An illuminated sign above them reads Church of Christ, and sprayed on the wall, Maggie is a twat. Combo walks away, and one by one the others doggedly follow. Banjo, Clegg and Gadget watch as Combo kneels before Sean tattooing his hand. Sean winces as he looks down at the needle puncturing his skin, pushing black ink in to form a small crucifix on the central knuckle of his right hand. Combo tenderly dabs the excess ink away. He and Sean smile fondly. Later, they sit in Combo's car.
Oh, look in there.
Sean takes a cross of St. George flag from the glove box and holds it up admiringly.
Not for me.
Yeah? We need to fly that with pride.
Sean puts the flag up in his bedroom window. Lol leaves her house.
See you tonight, Woody.
As she walks off down the path onto the estate, Combo peers round the trunk of a tree, watching her. He hangs his head and wipes his hand across his eye. Gadget, Meggie and Banjo spray misspelled graffiti on the wall of the shop Sean was banned from.
Hey, Meggie, how'd you spell off? Is it one F or two? Meggie, one F or two?
The shopkeeper double takes as Sean marches up to the counter.
Get me 100 fags, 2 bottles of wine, a bottle of whiskey and 10 cans of lager now.
You know what you're going to have? Nothing.
What?
You know you're not supposed to be in there. Go, out, bang.
Just fucking get them, you packy bastard.
What did you say?
Get them, you filthy packy bastard.
Right, that's it.
He chases Sean around the shop.
Just...
You call me a packy bastard.
Open the door.
Get your fucking hands off him now! Fucking hands off him! Take what you want, kid. Take the fucking whiskey and the ciggies. Oi, oi!
He waves a machete.
Come on, lads, get the gear. Come on, everything. Come on, hurry up, don't fuck about.
They clear the shelves. Meggie squats.
What are you fucking doing?
I'm having a shit.
Oh, for fuck's sake, man. Put your ass away. Come on, hurry up, get the stuff, mate. Fuck's sake, we need booze and fags for tonight, lads, come on.
Fucking hell, Gads, could you get any more fucking sweets, man?
Come on, Gads.
Put me in the car.
Come on.
Packy.
Fucking it,
Gads.
Yeah, Packy.
Picking on a kid, mate.
Fucking hell.
Picking on a fucking kid, was ye?
Eh? Take what you want to go, okay?
Shut up! I'm talking. I'm your fucking size. Fuck with me.
Go where you want, just go now, all right?
Don't you fucking dare back chat me, because I will slay you now where you fucking stand, you fucking packy cunts, right? You listening to fucking me? That fucking kid's dad died for this fucking country. What have you fucking done for it? Fuck all, but take fucking jobs off decent people. Now listen, son, listen good. We'll be back here whenever we want, right? Because this is fucking ours now. This is ours, this fucking sandy. Don't forget that. Any fucking time we... I'm cleaning the place up. It fucking stinks of curry. Fucking stinks. Reeks of the fucking shit. What are you doing, boys? Get in the fucking car, will you? Get in the...
You've fucking got the key. Key.
Combo slips over.
Get in the fucking car! Hurry up, you fucking ass! Get in the fucking car! Hurry up!
Night.
This is a very posh area, this is.
What do you say, Dad, for a living, Gadget?
Works on the iron rigs.
Oh, yeah.
I fancy some posh toffee.
It's
it, Gads?
Just the one with the blue front there.
Yeah.
Oh! Brakes on.
Hey, that'll do as well.
Can't wait to see Smell.
So, Smell, you're finally legal.
Yeah.
Not that it ever made a difference.
Woody's gang lounge around in Smell's front room. Combo's boys lope towards the door.
Ready? Three, two.
Come on, we're there. We all here.
That's what the problem was.
Smell, I'm chronic.
Kez opens the door. Combo and his boys file in.
Stop now, yeah?
Hi, lad.
Hi.
Hello. Woody. Woody.
Hello.
Hello.
They form a barbershop line.
Yeah.
Woo!
Well, I'm gonna get off.
Past me bedtime, and I've got a tape summit on aardvarks.
You're not going, are you?
Woody, stay.
Hey, come in, Mel.
Yeah, I'll come with you, mate.
Please, Woodman, don't go.
I know, I'm not. It's nothing personal with you, mate. I'm just gonna get off.
Come on, Woodman. Fucking hell, I brought booze and everything. Do you know what I mean? Can we just bury the hatchet?
I know what you've come for, man. But I'd rather get off. Like, it's this thing on aardvarks. I'm really eager to watch it. Come on then, let's have you. Come on, let's have you, folks. You have a good biff to you, darling. All right, lovey. We're sorry to be missioning it off.
Oh, you getting off?
Nice one, mate.
All right, Milky.
You look after yourself, you. All right, treasure.
I would.
See you, Tubby.
See you later,
Skinny. See you later, folks.
Woody restrains Pukey as they taunt him.
See you later.
See you later. Have a good night.
Combo cocks his head as he watches them go. He looks at Sean, who raises his eyebrows. Banjo and Meggie wander in.
Happy birthday, Smell.
Smell?
What's that? Porno? What's
that? What are you getting a porno for, Meggie? She's a woman, she's got her own nipples.
I thought she might like it.
Smell, you ready? The magicians.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Three, two, one. Alakazam!
Yeah!
Hey!
Alakazam!
Hey!
They present a cake.
Happy birthday, Smell.
Thanks.
Do you want me to put it on the table?
Yeah,
please.
Cheers.
Put it on the table.
You don't mind us coming, do you, Smell? You know, it's just my little man here wanted to surprise you on your birthday and all that.
Happy birthday, Smell.
Combo grins and winks at Sean. Later, Sean sits with Smell on her bed.
I think the party's going all right.
It's been all right, yeah. Better if Woody was here.
Yeah, I know, man. I don't know why they left. They just kind of got off and went. I don't think Woody was standing any of it from Combo. I mean, I don't know what's going on with those two, but there's some real tension. I can sense some real tension between them.
Was you happy when you saw me?
Yeah. I liked it when you gave me that cake. I thought it was cool. Did you make it?
His eyes rove.
Yeah.
You didn't, did you?
No.
I didn't think you did. Did you buy it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you bought it. But what did you think the other night?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm on about? In the shed and stuff.
Yeah, that was all right, yeah.
Did you not think much to it?
Oh, yeah. It was really nice.
You know when I asked you to suck my tits and stuff? I just thought that you weren't that into it.
I only didn't suck your tits because I've never done it before.
But I thought you'd seen a pair of tits in Germany or something.
No, I've seen a pair of tits, but I didn't suck them.
Yeah. Right. That's why then, isn't it? It's not because you didn't want to or anything.
Yeah, just... because I bet you've had loads of boys doing it and I felt a bit embarrassed just in case I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, not that many people have done it to me. I just thought it'd be nice, like, it'd make us feel closer and stuff.
I was meaning to ask you. This might seem a bit daft, but will you be my girlfriend?
He gulps.
Honestly?
He nods once.
Yeah, I'd love to be. It'd be really nice. Because I've been thinking about it as well, but I didn't think you'd ever ask me. I thought... it'd just be like a one-time off in the shed or whatever.
Will you be all right for
then what to know? You're not embarrassed. Because I'm not embarrassed. I think you're lovely.
They look at each other bashfully and share a shy smile.
To maintain peace with freedom and justice is always expensive. It's less expensive than war, particularly in human life.
Might there be a time when we talk to the Argentines again?
No, not on sovereignty. One thing the islanders have made it perfectly clear, these islands are British. They are the Queen's loyal subjects. They wish it to stay that way.
At least the weather's been on the dispatcher's side.
Combo sits in his car listening to the radio. He sees Lol hurrying up a street with other women.
Lomps.
Were you off court? What do you want?
What was wrong to you?
Well, I'm late for work.
Oh, please, just 2 minutes.
I haven't got 2 minutes.
You all right, Lol?
Hey, Ob, you all right?
Yeah. Hi, Lol.
Hiya. I'm going to work.
Oh, please, please, Lol, just
what,
2 minutes.
What do you want to talk to me about?
Stuff.
You want to talk to me about stuff?
Yeah, just have a little chat with you and that's all.
Oh, right, about the fact that you've just come out of prison and you've ruined everything and you've broken Woody's fucking heart. You want to talk to me about stuff? Well, I can't fucking wait. Let's go.
I want to talk about other stuff.
Other stuff? What other stuff have you possibly got to say to me?
Oh, look, can I just have fucking 2 minutes with you?
No, I'm going to fucking work. I'm not your fucking counsellor, Combo.
Come back at dinner time, then.
No, don't come back at dinner time.
Well, I'll come to yours later on or something, or...
You're coming to mine. You can have 2 minutes now. You've got 2 fucking minutes, all right?
Okay, sad.
She storms past him over to his car and gets into the passenger seat. He smirks as he joins her, sitting behind the wheel.
Come on, then. I'm late for work.
Something for you in the glove box.
Lol disparagingly takes out a small, crudely crafted wooden box with LOL carved onto the lid.
A box. You made this when you was in prison?
Yeah.
Thanks.
He brings his fingers together to touch his mouth and looks down awkwardly.
Lol. Since that night we spent together, before I went inside, I haven't been able to think about anything else. No, I haven't been able to get it out of my mind, man. To be honest with you, Lol, just thinking of you got me through them 3.5 years inside. I mean, that was the best night of my life.
She shakes her head.
It's the worst night of my life.
Why?
I've done nothing but try and forget about that night, Combo.
I mean, it was beautiful.
No, I was 16. I was pissed off my head. It wasn't beautiful.
Combo smarts and looks up through the windscreen at the sky.
I love you, Lol.
She murmurs silently in disbelief, shaking her head slightly and looking away.
I've always loved you.
It's never gonna happen.
Combo bites his lower lip as he looks at her, then turns and stares blankly out through the windscreen. She shakes her head and looks down at the box in her lap.
Are we done?
Yeah.
There's your box.
She leaves it on the dashboard. She leaves him choking back tears welling in his eyes. His lip trembles and he headbutts the driver's window. Sean's in his dingy bathroom. He pats Old Spice on his face. Smells downstairs in the kitchen with his mum.
Pressure. Oh, pressure. Pressure gonna drop on you.
Why do they call you Smell?
Kind of similar to Michelle, if you think about it. I don't know, really, if I'm being honest with you.
Ah, that's fine.
It's not because I'm smelly, it's just Michelle and Smell. Right. Purely because it rhymes. Well, it sort of rhymes, doesn't it? Does it rhyme?
Return of all
for rectum.
Rub it.
Rub your rectum. Oh, rabbit, you said, yeah?
Yeah.
Furry rectum.
Do you reckon I got a cassette player?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, I hope so. Let's bang some music into their ears. That'll be good.
Gadget Combo and Maggie watch blockbusters in the flat as Sean and Smell walk to the door hand in hand.
Yeah, so I can watch it. Combo!
That was nice, that one.
Yeah, well, you know, I do what I do.
You do.
Oh, wow.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
Right, Milks.
What you say, mate?
What are you doing?
What's on?
What's you been up to?
You know, it is. Just having a bit of fun.
Combo glances around. Milky eyes him.
What's up, mate? You look down.
I let him dazed, you know what I mean? Not my name.
Is there any chance you can get me any weed? Just want to smoke, you know what I mean? I mean, I've only got, like, one spliff left on me. I can't really give that away. I mean, what were you after?
About an ounce or something?
Fucking hell. Nah, mate, nah, I couldn't get anything like that big, no way.
I mean, I'll give you half, I'll split it. Give you half of it.
Well, I might be able to get like, that much.
What?
What?
I thought you were going to walk me home.
You can be there in, like, 15 minutes if you get a move on now. You're only a mile down the road.
Are you joking?
What?
Oh, fuck you, you selfish bastard.
They watch Milky's girlfriend storm off, arms folded.
Oh, man. Women.
Banjo, Maggie, Gadget, Sean and Smell play Buckaroo in the flat.
Right. Banjo for the banjo.
Yeah.
He hangs a plastic shape on the horse.
Come on, Smell.
Oh, no.
Come on.
God, it's going to keel over. Wait for it.
The plastic horse bucks.
Donkey. True sugars.
Kick donkey.
You're joking.
Kick donkey. Kick donkey. Kick donkey.
Combo leads Milky into the lounge and scowls down at the group on the floor.
Anyone got a problem?
No problem.
Maggie stands. Combo's eyes roll to Gadget.
Nah, problem with what, man? Good to see you, Milk. You all right, mate?
All right, Tubbs.
Is Woody on his... Wait, no, just Milky.
Sean hugs Milky after Gadget.
You're all
right,
Milk.
You all right, mate?
Banjo rises to his feet, puffing out his broad chest menacingly as he glowers across the room at Milky. Combo returns the stare as Banjo lowers himself onto the sofa and stares from under his meaty brow, rubbing his knuckles and stroking his biker's beard. Banjo shakes his head.
No problem.
Sit down, Milks.
Combo rubs his hands together and stands before the group.
That's good. That means we can all get stoned.
They laugh as Gadget dunks his head and staggers around.
Chocolate bass line. Oh, velvet.
That's where we always meet.
Combo. My dancing line.
Hiding in shadow where we don't belong.
Sean laughs at Gadget's strange loping dance while Banjo and Smell draw deeply on joints.
Schmitz.
In the dark.
Gadget presses his fingers into his eyes.
Hot and hot.
You and me.
Combo stumbles over to Gadget as Gadget pours water over his head. Smell looks concerned and leads Gadget out. Combo and Milky high-five and hug. Smell steadies Gadget as they stumble out of the front door. Sean tokes on a spliff.
Oh, man.
But yeah. Nah, serious though, combo, man. I got to tell you, mate, you're a good geezer, man. Seriously. I mean, this music, this sort of music is the sort of stuff that I listen to, my uncles listen to. You know what I mean? This is good music.
What you got to remember, Mugs, right, is I'm an original skinhead. 69, me. But it was people like your uncle. Your uncle that introduced that stuff to me. The soul of that music just fucking resonated within us, do you know what I mean?
And it's people, it's skinheads like you, true skinheads like you, keeping that flame alive.
Yeah, it was fucking unity.
Yeah,
it was black and white together, do you know what I mean?
It's something that should not be forgotten, it shouldn't die.
You're still flying that flag in that fucking ghetto that you're wearing, do you know what I mean? It's proper. It's real, man.
Oh, man.
They clasp hands.
That's it, man, we're like brothers now. Yeah? Serious. For life.
Yeah, for life.
Nice one, Gumbo.
Yeah, I'd just flip over my head. I laugh like this for fucking years. Serious. Years. It's been a long time.
Banjo stares. Meggie sits up.
I want some chocolate.
There's a pack of biscuits in the cupboard.
Not in that cupboard. No, not in that cupboard. Oh, I'm starving. How can you fucking live like this? There's not even a mouldy twiglet. I'm really starving, man. I've got the munchies badly.
Combo, have you eaten them biscuits?
No. Fucking hell.
What a night. So how many uncles have you got?
I've got three uncles and two aunties.
It's a big family, then.
Yeah. I got, was it 22 cousins? One uncle's got, what, seven kids?
What, to the same woman, like?
Nah, spread out between three different women. One's got two, the other's got two, and another one's got three kids.
And he's just, like, left these families and fucked off?
Nah, he still sees them. You know, to me, he still spends time with them. They're always round at Christmas and stuff like that. We all get together. Big party till late in the morning. It's nice having a big family.
Have you got a mum and dad? Because you haven't talked about your mum or dad.
Yeah, I've got a mum and dad. Of course, man. Good mum and dad. True, I can't knock them at all. I was one of them kids where my dad was away all the time. Sometimes he's away for like a fortnight working. But I never blame my dad or anything like that for him being away and working, because there was always food on that table. And that's what I respect that man for. Always.
Combo's eyes glisten.
Lucky you, aren't you?
I tell you, you know, any time you want to come around for something to eat, you have to come round to my grandma's to get something to eat.
Really?
Yeah, man. She cooked some rice, she cooked some peas, she cooked some chicken.
She sounds that lovely, don't she?
Ah, serious, man. Now you come on for some ackee and saltfish.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Ah, seriously, man, because I'd love for you to do that. Love for you to do that. That'd be nice. Serious, come and see how we live, you know what I mean? Even on a bad day, there'll probably be a couple of my uncles and about seven.
Fucking hell, you've got everything new, haven't you?
What?
You've got the whole lot, haven't you? The whole fucking perfect package, haven't you?
Fucking hell.
Combo stands and walks off.
Had everything you, didn't you? Fucking hell. So?
He stretches.
Well, I mean, what do you think makes a bad dad? I don't know, mate. Not a dad, am I? I know you had a good dad and that, right? But be honest with me, what do you really think makes a bad dad, though? I don't know, man. What's with the questions, man? I feel like I'm being interrogated.
Combo purses his lips. His jaw quivers.
What do you reckon? Niggers? What's with the nigger?
Because you're that, aren't you? You're a fucking nigger. Aren't you?
Milky sits forward on the bed.
Aren't you?
Sean looks between them.
Fucking coon.
Combo! Just leave him!
Milky clenches his jaw as he stares at Combo.
Come on.
Milky smirks.
Don't fucking smile at me. Don't smile at me.
Milky, just stop smiling at him, please.
Don't fucking smile at me because I'll wipe that fucking smile off your fucking face. Yeah? You fucking
Combo kicks Milky in the head, then rains punches on him. Banjo holds Sean down as he pulls out.
Fucking go, fucking hate you! Fucking hate you!
I thought he was winding us up.
What are you doing, boys?
Sean lingers in the corridor. Banjo stares at Milky.
I want some of this. We want out of it.
Combo bottles Banjo.
You fucking mad!
You fucking nothing! You fucking horrible fucking cunt!
You fucking mad as a march hare!
Fucking leave them alone! Do you want this, man? You
fucking party!
What? Fuck up, you fucking dick! I'll fucking throttle you, you fucking fat piece of shit! Get the fuck out of here, you fucking goggle-eyed swat!
Meggy's covered in Banjo's blood.
Get out!
You need to fucking see someone!
Get out! I say get out. Okay, leave them alone, will you? They've never done nothing to you. Fucking leave them to you alone. Leave them alone. They've done nothing to you.
Combo looks at Milky's battered face. Sean sits hunched in the airing cupboard in the corridor outside the flat. He goes back inside. Sean puts his crumpled face in his hands. Combo jabs a finger at him, then lifts Milky's unconscious body under the arms and drags him to the door. Sean holds the door open and stands watching. Sean follows as Combo drags Milky down the stairs. The door to the bedsit swings shut behind them. In grainy footage, a squaddy stands atop a wooden building and flies a Union Jack. A small group of women wave and clap below him. Falkland Islanders cheer as soldiers march in a column down a village street. Paras neck neat Bacardi from a bottle they pass around. Frostbitten young Argentinian soldiers are frisked by their British Army captors. A fire smoulders on the desolate ground as the prisoners of war shiver. Bodies wrapped in tarpaulins are stretchered to one side. Boots of dead soldiers stick out from below a tarpaulin stretched out across them. A vast cache of captured weapons, ammunition, and helmets lies heaped on the ground. Soldiers smoke as they stretcher another body to a heap and sling it on. A huge crowd pack docks waving Union Jacks as a grey warship cruises in. Disembarked sailors are hugged by emotional fathers, mothers and wives. A sailor proudly holds a young woman's hand up with a shining new gold ring on it. She wears his hat as they kiss passionately. Sean sits in his pants on his bed, staring at the framed photo of his father in uniform at attention. Synth appears in his open bedroom doorway and watches him for a moment.
Sean? Can I come in?
Yeah.
She walks to his bed, lifts his legs up and sits on the bed against the wall, lowering his legs down over hers and watching him. Sean is engrossed in the photo, crestfallen.
It's my favourite picture, Dad.
Me too.
Sean turns to a photo tacked on the wall by his pillow.
And that one.
Yeah, that's really nice. You really look alike on that one.
The snap is of Sean on a beach beside his dad in a deck chair. Another black and white shot shows the same.
Do you remember where we were in that one?
He nods, looking at the photo, then flicks his eyes to her.
Where?
Glee Farms.
That's like the best holiday ever.
Sean nods gravely, then looks back down at the framed photo in his hands. Synth glances down, licks her lip, then looks back at her son.
Milky's gonna be all right, Sean, I promise.
He looks at her. They hold a searching stare.
Sean, are you okay?
He looks back at the photo in his hands, then his mother, then to the photo on the wall. He turns his head to look at the sunny image captured with his father, then turns back to look at her, nodding softly. She reaches out and takes his hand. He runs his thumb gently across her fingers. White clouds drift across an azure summer sky. Sean wanders alone towards the decrepit white boat he sat in the day he played with his catapult. He takes the George Cross flag Combo gave him from his bag.
Good times for a change. See the luck of it, make a good man turn back. So please, 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 let me, let me, let me, let me get what I want this time.
He opens the flag out, then bundles it up and traipses towards the sea. He walks over the sea wall and down onto the sandy beach. The calm waves lap as the tide is far out.
Haven't had a dream in a long time. See the life of it, make a good man back.
He stands at the water's edge in his DMs, gazing out to sea.
Lord knows it would be the first time.
He looks at the flag and, with a sneer, hurls it into the sea.
Lord knows it would be the first time.
He watches it sink. He stares directly into the camera. In white writing over black, in memory of Sharon Turgoose, 1964 to 2005. ITFC audio description by Toby Mace. Original music Ludovico Einaudi. Music supervisor John Bortwood. Production designer Mark Leese. Makeup and hair design Catherine Scobel. Costume designer Joe Thompson. Script supervisor Dermot Scrimshaw. Hair and makeup supervisor, Donald McInnes. Casting, Louise Meadows and Des Hamilton. Sean, Thomas Turgoose. Combo, Stephen Graham. Synth, Joe Hartley. Milky, Andrew Shim. Lol, Vicky McClure. Woody, Joe Gilgan. Smell, Rosamund Hanson. Gadget, Andrew Ellis. Meggy, Perry Benson. Banjo, George Newton. Lenny, Frank Harper. Pukey Nichols, Jack O'Connell. Mr. Sandu, Chris DeSondre. Kez, Kieran Hardcastle. Kelly, Chanel Cresswell. Trev, Danielle Watson. Pob, Sophie Ellaby. Shoe Shop Assistant, Hannah Walters. Mr. Dudley, Dave Laws. Bully, Michael Socher. Teachers, Ian Smith and Dave Blant. Teasing Kids, Matthew Blamirez and James Burrows. Football Kids, Harpal Heyer, Terry Haywood, Nimesh Jani. Soundtracks and Artists. 5446 Was My Number, Toots and the Maytals, Come on Eileen, Dexy's Midnight Runners, Tainted Love, Soft Cell, Nicole, Gravenhurst, Morning Sun, Al Barry and the Cimarrons, Louie Louie, Toots and the Maytals, Pressure Drop, Toots and the Maytals, Do the Dog, The Specials, Return of Django, The Upsetters, Warhead, The UK Subs, Pomp and Circumstance, March No. 1, The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, Maggie Gave a Thistle, Wayne Shrapnel and the Oystars, Let's Dance, Jimmy Cliff. Since Yesterday, Strawberry Switchblade, Dark End of the Street, Percy Sledge, Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want, Clay Hill. Warp Bulldog Limited and Shane Meadows are the owners of this picture for the purposes of copyright and other laws. The events, characters and firms depicted in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events or films is purely coincidental. Ownership of this motion picture is protected by copyright and other applicable laws, and unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. Copyright Warp Film Limited, Film 4, the UK Film Council, EM Media, Screen Yorkshire. All rights reserved.